I have some theories. I need to say them out loud to make sure they aren't 100% crazy. My default is usually to go with the most obvious answer first. In this case, Art stated that he had gone to get milk. My gut reaction was that that didn't make any sense. I've laid out my case for this before, so I won't rehash that nonsense. So, I'm left with four options. Number one, Art lied. I can't think of any reason why he would lie. I understand that he was upset about the whole me doing an additional podcast without his knowledge thing, but we can all agree that's no big deal. Even if he thought it was a big deal, Art is calm and rational. Not telling me where he's going is not a good move for our survival. No matter how angry he was, that does not sound like a thing Art would do. Number two. Art is joking and pulling a prank on me. If this option were true, you might think he'd be back by now. That's what I thought as well. But what if, in the course of his prank, Art himself got injured and has been unable to return? It's not exactly safe out there. The number of zombies in the area is growing, and we're surrounded by dangerous pits, most of them Art dug by himself. I did tell Art to mark the pits better so that we didn't accidentally fall into one ourselves, but he said, what if the zombies learn the markings and they avoid the pits? Then I said, great, we just put those markings everywhere and it'll become a zombie deterrent. Art doesn't think things work that way, but I don't actually think he would have gotten far anyway if he were dead, undead. He would have probably returned by now. All of the recently undead I've seen seem to follow their habits before death, and I haven't seen an Art zombie out there digging pits or trying to buy up the local real estate, so I don't think that's the case. That leaves me with options 3 and 4. Both are equally ominous. I'd rather not say them out loud because it might make them feel real. But I've been rolling these things around in my head enough, and I need to get control of them before they punch a hole in my brain. Here it is. Option 3. Someone forced Art to write this note, followed closely by option 4. Someone else wrote it. I have to admit, these two are starting to seem the most likely. But I'm afraid to more closely examine the note. I don't want to touch it in case there are any fingerprints that might be used to identify whomever wrote the note. What am I saying? No one's going to do fingerprinting on this. The labs are probably all backed up researching a cure for this virus. Let me look at this note. It does sort of look like Art's handwriting, but I suppose it looks like it could have been written under duress. Or, wait. That's not how he writes his G's. Or is it? This is horrible. The deciding factor would have been an S, because his S's are so weird. But of course, there are no S's. Why couldn't he have gone to get milks? Now that I look at it, the pressure seems off. It was written in a pen, but there is absolutely no bleeding. Like, it was written on so lightly that it's barely even present. Why would he do that? This has absolutely no meaning to me. I'm not even sure what I expected to get out of this. Sure, I'm excellent at forgery myself, but I never even finished my handwriting analysis course. Wait, what is that? On the back, it's an address. Maybe that's where he went. But this is definitely not Art's handwriting. It's barely even legible. His handwriting is so much neater. It's my handwriting! I don't even remember writing this address down. 1000 Center Street. What is even there? I can't think of when I needed a... Oh my god. I know exactly what this is. This is the address that one of those people who've been providing me with the Wi-Fi gave me. Brian, Sally, or Phyllis? I can't even remember which one of you it was. Wait, what does this mean? I don't know yet. I just figured this out, I'm still connecting the dots, but I think this means that we are enemies. You see, if Art wrote this absurd statement that he's gone to get milk in an apocalypse on this piece of paper, I cannot pretend it does not have significance. It is a clue. It's a sign that this is where Art went. And if he went there and you all were my friends, then he would have come back by now. But if he went there and what I suspect is true and you are the opposition, then I'm not sure I will ever see Art again. Listeners, survivors, I am sorry to end on this sad note, but I'm afraid I have to. I don't know how long Art has been missing, and I don't even know how long I've been talking today. I have lost all concept of time and all concept of the meaning of anything. All that I know is this. This is a message for other survivors. I will listen for a response on this frequency for 30 minutes after sundown each day. I am looking for my husband, Art. I don't know who I can trust anymore, but if you can lead me to him, I might just be able to trust you. Reach out and let me know you're there. You are not alone. But I no longer know if that's good or bad. Over.